Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Kids. I'm Ezekiel.
And I am Ezekiel's daddy, Brian.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
How's your year going so far?
Really good.
Yes, it is going good. And I'm excited to be back here with you today. What are we going to read today?
Today is January 13th. We're reading Contemporary English Version. And we're reading New Testament in a year. And we're reading Matthew 9:18 through 38. A dying girl and a sick woman. While Jesus was still speaking, an official came and knelt in front of him. The man said, "My daughter had just now died. Please come and place your hand on her, and then she will live again." Jesus and his disciples got up and went with the man. A woman who had been bleeding for 12 years came up behind Jesus and barely touched his clothes. She said to herself, "If I can just touch his clothes, I will get well." Jesus turned. He saw the woman and said, "Don't worry. You are now well because of your faith." At that moment, she was healed. Then Jesus went into the home of the official and saw the musicians and the crowd of
mourners.
He said, "Get out of here. The little girl isn't dead. She is just asleep." Everyone started laughing at Jesus. But after the crowd had been sent out of the house, Jesus went to the girl's bedside. He took her by the hand and helped her up. News about the spread all over that part of the country. Jesus healed two blind men. As Jesus was walking along, two blind men began following him and shouting, "Son of David, have pity on us." After Jesus had gone indoors, the two blind men came up to him. He asked them, "Do you believe I can make you well?" "Yes, Lord," they answered. Jesus touched their eyes and said, "Because your faith, you will be healed." They were able to see, and Jesus strictly warned them not to tell anyone about him. But they left and talked about him to everyone in that part of the country. Jesus heals a man who could not talk. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, some people brought to him a man who could not talk because a demon was in him. After Jesus had forced the demon out, the man started talking. The crowds were so amazed that they began saying, "Nothing like this has ever happened to Israel." But the Pharisees said, "The leader of the demons give him the power to force out demons. Jesus has pity on people." Jesus went to every town and village. He taught in their meeting place and preached the good news about God's kingdom. Jesus also healed every kind of disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he felt sorry for them. They were confused and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "A large crop in the fields, but there are only a few workers. Ask the Lord in charge of the harvest and send out workers to bring it in."
Good job.
Thanks.
I like that story where the little girl gets raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Or actually, Jesus said she wasn't dead. She was asleep.
Yeah.
Did you remember when you read about there being like musicians and singers and mourners and stuff in the house?
Yeah.
That's how they did things back in those days when somebody died. They didn't just call like a funeral home or something like that. They could even hire musicians and professional people to come professionally cry loud. And they would do that in a village where there'd be lots of crying around a house, and then people would know that something bad had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus came and he was like, "Get out of here. She's not dead." And all of those people that were professional criers and stuff, they all started laughing at Jesus. But he was right. He was right. And that just really helps us to know that we should listen to Jesus over any other voice, anything anybody else says. And so that might be good to pray about, that We can listen to Jesus and obey him.
Okay. Dear Jesus, please help us to obey you and to obey God and Jesus only. Like, no, don't let us listen to Satan or any false people. And help us to only believe and hear in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That was a good prayer, bud.
Thanks. Well, that's it for today. I'm Ezekiel.
And I'm Brian.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.